Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the third year. We're discussing what direction to face when you daven. Whether we were distinguishing between there's the direction of your heart, and then of your face, your body, but meaning your face. Your face is part of your body. So what we saw in the previous year was that there are two sugyas, shtei sugyot shonot. Hachaluka b'yisoy dinam. In other words, the sugya in Maseches Brachos that we saw in Daf Lamed is talking about directing your heart. Your heart has to be directed to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what we spoke about in the previous year. And the truth is that there's a lot more to we can say to prove that, but we'll skip that part. And then we'll get to the contrast between that and the sugya in Maseches Bava Basra, because that's where our kashas were. Our kashas were in the contrast between Bava Basra and Brachas. So we have liyafusas from the psukim of Shlomo, and that's klape the lev. The lev has to be, it's a din in the tefillah. The tefillah has to be directed in one's lev towards the Beis HaMikdash. But the nidun in the sugya Bava Basra is where's the Shechina? Is the Shechina in the east? Is the Shechina in the west? Is the Shechina in the north? Is the Shechina in the south? Is the Shechina everywhere? And that's where you have to daven. You have to daven in that direction. So that is talking about actually facing. That's a din in the gavra. The gavra is omid bifnei hamelech. So there's an additional din that you have to actually be not only omid bifnei hamelech, but you have to be facing the direction in which they have the shechina. And then you're more omid bifnei hamelech. So that's not a din in the tefillah itself that ikar is belev, but rather it's a din klapei the gavra, that if a person is omid lispalel, he has to be neged mokom hashechina, and therefore the kavanat halev isn't what's important. What's important is where you're facing. In the mela, if the makom hashechina is in the ma'ariv, then you have to pray towards the ma'ariv. If that's the makom hashechina, even if it's not the direction of the kodesh kadoshim. So how are you going to be makayim both? They also have a din of kodesh kadoshim. You have the sugyan brachas, bratza brisa, based on psukim. So how are you going to be makayim facing the shechina? If the Shechina isn't in the same direction where you're standing, it's not in the same direction as the Kodesh Kadashim. So the answer is, then you're like a Summa or Kamishenu Yodei Lechavin Baruchos. What do we see in the previous year? Somebody doesn't know what direction to face, so his heart, he just directs his heart. So that's what this person does. His face is towards the Shechina, and his lave is towards the Kodesh Kadashim, towards Avinu Shel Shamayim, which is the Kodesh Kadashim. So that's the how you're miyashiv between the two sugyas. That's how you solve this tension between the two sugyas. The sugya in Baba Basra is talking about the direction of the face, and the sugya in Maseches Brachos is talking about primarily the lev. And you also, if you could do the face also, great, like we saw in the previous year. But that's not the ikar. The ikar is the heart, and the face just goes along with it. But the ikar is the heart, and if you can't do both, because the Shechina is in a different direction, according to this sugya in Maseches Bava Basra, the Shechina is in a different direction, so face the direction of the Shechina. Now, the sugya in Brachos is holding that the Shechina is b'chol makom, and therefore the sugya in Brachos doesn't say anything about the facing a different direction of the Kodesh Kadashim. Dafka, you are facing, like we saw the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, Tosfos, that your face is towards the Kodesh Kadashim. Why is that? Because the Sigin Brachas holds that the Shechina is B'chol Makom. And since the Shechina is B'chol Makom, so then you're Mekayim both. You're Mekayim facing the Shechina, and you're also Mekayim that you're connected Kodesh HaKadashim with your heart. That's only according to the Brais and Brachos, but according to the other opinions that we have in Bava Basra, that the Shechina is in a different direction. The Shechina is in the Ma'ariv, or the Shechina is in the Mizrach. If it's in other directions than the Kodesh Kadosh, then you have to be facing in those directions. And then what are they going to do with the Pesukim? We had a problem. How do they go against Pesukim? The answer is they don't have a problem with the Pesukim, because the Pesukim are primarily talking about Kavanas Halev. And therefore there's no steer between the two sugyas. The sugya in Brachos is talking about Kavanas Halev, and there you have psukim towards the Beis HaMikdash. And the sugya in Bava Basra is talking about where the body, where you're facing. And there are different opinions. It could be north, it could be south, east, west, depending on where the Shechina is. And the Yad Ramah writes that we pass in the Shekhinah is b'chol makom. And Memela, you're going to be facing the Beis HaMikdash. Because you can accomplish both. You're both facing the Shekhinah. And your lev is also towards the Shekhinah. You could do both. And not like those Amoraim Bava Basra who say it's enough with Kavanas HaLev. If the Shekhinah is b'chol makom, then you have to face the Kodesh Kadoshim as well. But if the Shekhinah is in a different direction, then you face that different direction according to the Gemara Bava Basra, according to those other opinions. And your lev is going to be towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it's not a kashya from this psukim, because the psukim are talking about the lev, the psukim in Malachim. And we also can be miyachev the stira and Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. So Rabbi Shuv ben Levi in Bava Basra says to dab into the west. That's what the Shekhinah is in the west, and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi in Meseches Brachos in the Yerushalmi says to daven in which direction? He says to daven in the direction of the Heichel. Yesh lifnos leged Heichel, because the pasuk says lifnayu lifnim. And he says, what does it mean Heichel lifnayu lifnim? Where everybody's facing. So, which one is it? Are you facing the Heichel? Like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi in the Yerushalmi? Are you facing the east? The west, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in Bava Basra? So the answer is as follows. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi brings the pasuk of Ehechel Lefnai Lefnim, Shakol Ponim, that you face the Ehechel. Why doesn't he bring the pasukim by Shlomo? Which the Yerushalmi itself brings those pasukim. So what's wrong with the pasukim by Shlomo that you have to daven Derech Artsim, Derech Beis HaMikdash? And that's Mefurish, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is only a remes. Now you go in that direction. We have a Mefurish Psukim in Sefer Melachim, then you have to daven towards the Beis HaMikdash. Like it says, V'tzbalu Alecha Derech Artsam, V'tzbalu Al Hashem Derech Yer Hashem Bacharto, V'tzbalu Al Abayis Hazeh. So it's Gevaldik. So all these tefillos are, all these Psukim tell you explicitly to daven towards the Beis HaMikdash. So what is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi finding new sources for, which are only beremes? As mizeni ra shehaya braita, the braita as it's brought in the Yerushalmi, not like it's brought into Tzeft and Brachas and Perikim, although the nusach is like an hour gemar ayin sham, but the nusach as it's brought in the Yerushalmi, the nidon there is haifum is pinein. There it says your face. It doesn't say anything about kavanas halev. If you look there in the Yerushalmi, Baruch Hashem, today you don't even have to open up the Yerushalmi. You have the shasalatorah.org. And there you have the Bavli, and there you have the Yerushalmi with the Mefarshim right there. Gevaldik, there's also a parish called the Orli Yeshar. I mean, they also have obviously the Pnei Moshe, and the Karban Eida, the classical parishim. But they also have the Orli Yeshar, which is a modern commentary in modern Hebrew with a lot of great Mar Mekoymas and Kisvei Yad. It's like a more academic work. So you see in the Yerushalmi that the Nidon is the Kabe Hofim as Penea. And it doesn't say anything about Kavanas HaLev. And it also says there, Ki Beis Beis Tzvei Kari L'chol HaAmim. So the Gemara learns that all of the Amim, all of the Jews, here we're called all the Amim. It's a base tefillah for all of us because we're all facing in that direction. And in our Pasuk, in our Gemara, we don't bring that. In our Gemara, meaning in the Bavli, in Brachas Daf Lamed, we have the pasuk of Kimigdal David Tzavarech, Banu Litalpios, Tel Shekola Pios Ponim. So, your neck is like the Tower of David built with Talpios, 1,000 shield turrets, 1,000 shields hang from it, all of the armor of the Almighty. So this is the hill, the tail, the mound, towards which all mouths turn. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash, Har Habayis. So you see that it's a different pasuk than what the Yerushalmi brings. Yisham, the doesn't bring kibbeis kibbeis v'yikar l'chol amin. So that would be mashma then, that the Yerushalmi is talking about where to turn your face, where your face is directed at. Because what do we say the Bavli is talking about? The Bavli is talking about where your heart is going. That your heart is in the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. Your heart is in the direction of that hill towards which all mouths turn. That's where your heart is. But your face, that's what's L'chora is the Nidon and the Sugi and the Yerushalmi. And that's Kibesi Beisveli Kari L'chol HaAmim, that we have to actually dab in there. And the Chiddush is that even directing your, even facing it would be enough. So that would seem to be the case. And on that comes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and he says, no. My shita is that you have to face the Shechina, not the Kodesh Kadoshim. And it's not Kepach, it's Divrei HaBraisa. And that it says in the Pasuk in Shlomo is like the remez of Lufnai Lufnim. Shekola ponim ponimla. What does it mean, kola ponim ponimla? That it's, you're directed at it. What do you mean you're directed at it? You're directed at it with your tefillah, with your lave. Your lave is directed at the Kodesh Kadoshim. But not that your body is facing there. Kepach this inyan kabesi based tefillah. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is doing. He's saying, don't understand it kipshuta. So of course you have to daven derech ha'ir, but yeah, it's enough to have kavanas ha'lev. But the davener himself, he's facing makom ha'shechina. So it's not a stira Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi at all. In the Bavli, when above a basra, when he says to face the mire of the shechina, he's talking about facing it. And in the Yerushalmi, when he says the Kodesh Kadoshim, there he's talking about that you're facing the Kodesh Kadoshim. There he's talking about your lave. That's the direction your lave is in. And that's the remez of Hu Ahecha Lefnai Lefnim. Heichel shall call upon him ponim lo. The Pasuk says in Melachim Aleph Vav Yud Zayin, Barabim ba'ama hi abayis hu heichel lefanei. So Rabbi Shimon Levi apparently derives from there, hu heichel lefanei. He says lefnim. And this lefnim is actually not in the Rome manuscript. And in the quotes in the Yalkut, apparently it's a Haggah that found its way into the text, which originally wasn't there, to explain the unintelligible term lefanai. So what does it mean, lefanai? It means that's where you turn to. But again, Rish Lakish is saying that's hechel shal kol panim ponim lo. So that's where you're facing. But the Rish Lakish is saying, don't literally face there. Rish Lakish simply means in your heart. And therefore, earlier on in the Gemara, in the Yerushalmi, where it says Hofrim Panim, it really means Beikur Balev, because the Panim have to be where towards the Shechina. And according to Reish Lakish, the Shechina is in the west. So it's not a steer Reish Lakish. In the Yerushalmi, he's talking about where your heart has to be directed. And in the Bavli, he's talking about where your face has to be directed. Your heart is towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, and your face is towards the Shechina. So even though the mashmos of the brises that we're talking in the Yerushalmi that we're talking about where you face, Reish Lakish disabuses you from that notion. And he said it's your lave and memela, and where you're facing is like he says in the Bavli and Baba Basra, that you're facing the Shechina. So it's not a steer mishlah in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi at all. Okay, and with this we can explain the Hemshech Divrei Yerushalmi and a lot more. So that's Mirtz Hashem, our avoda for the next year. So please stay tuned, and we will see continuing the flow. So I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.